We want to welcome each and every one of you to the official start of Season 2. By now, most of you have heard what I like to call the tunes of a whole revival, formerly known as Hotels, by none other than Jasmine Sullivan. So today, we're diving deep into exactly what being a hoe really means. It's time to grab your boobs. Go on and tune in, y'all. This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra, your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com. All right, let's get this thing going. We back for season 2, episode 1 in the house. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm the one and only boob blogger Bae, J. Marie, and you are listening to Boobtionary the Podcast. And I got my sissy with me, KB.
What up, what up, what up? Yo, season 2, man. Season 2, bitch. What's up, you guys?
We in there.
Thanks for hanging with us.
Right, facts. Y'all in there for a whole nother season.
Right, welcome to 2021.
Facts. Like we never thought we'd get here.
Right. I seen this meme talking about 2021 ain't nothing but 2020 with bangs.
Okay. Like,
y'all need to chill out.
No, I saw a TikTok and he was like, hello, yes, I don't want this anymore. The 7-day trial has ended and I want to go ahead and cancel my subscription to 2021. Oh, it's weak.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, 2021 is about to be lit. I already feel like 2020, I think we ended on that. It was prep work. It's like, let's go.
Yeah, it was. As always, like, you know, it's unforeseen preparation for what's to come. We just don't know because we can't see the future. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But you know, I mean, I've been all right. Like my headspace so far, since we jumping into vagina vent, my headspace has been commonplace. Like I got a little more free time to do a little more that, you know, of what I want because work is starting to, you know, calm down just a little. However, it's tax season, so my part time is picking up. You know, it's a fair trade-off. However, I do have a little more free time, so I'm a little more level-headed. I've been meditating every morning. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, I've been stretching and doing my yoga. Mm-hmm. So, like, 2021, you all right so far. You okay in my book.
That's what's up, yo. Shit, I just been chilling. Like, I've been off, I don't even know how long I've been off. I've been off for a couple of days now, for a while.
Like
and,
off work?
Yeah, off from work. So I've just been chilling. Like, ever since the new year, almost, I've been off. So,
Right. That's what's up right there.
Yeah, for sure. Just resting up, getting ready to jump into my new stuff, things of that nature. But yeah, I'm good, man. I got a puppy.
Aww, yeah. You got a puppy.
I do. I have a puppy. I love him. Like, I'm so in love. Like, when I say in love, it's bad. Like, he has so many toys. He has blankets, like, blankets with an S. Like, yes, like, he could be laying in the floor. Like, let's say I'm laying on the floor and he's laying, I don't know, someplace else in the living room. He'll literally get up and come sit, like, lay right up under me, like, curl up. Aww. And I'll be like, oh. Stop being so freaking cute.
Oh, you better stop it. You're going to have separation anxiety when you got to go, like, leave the house and go back to work eventually.
I know. So, in fact, I'm glad you brought that up. That's what I'm doing. So, anybody who's a new puppy parent, like myself, who's working from home, and you know it's about to, like, happen, don't worry. We're in this together because I don't care what anyone says. Every time I leave the house, like, I left the house one time to get some food because, to your point, ever since I got him, we've been kicking it. Like, that's been the homie. I'm here. Hey. You're here. We're here. So, my mom said the same thing. She was like, hey, you need to leave the house. I was like, and then where will he go? Like, what do you mean? Like, you gotta go with me? Like, come on. Let me tell you how bad it is, okay? Oh, I left him in the house. I stood by the door. I heard him whine, and I was like, nope, gotta go. So I got in the car, quick as shit, ran to the nearest place just to pick up something, just to say I did it. And then when they were taking all day, I was like, I knew I shouldn't have got this shit crispy. Like, oh, like my baby just said, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you remember SpongeBob, like true throwback. You remember SpongeBob? You remember when Squidward had left SpongeBob there for the day, and every time he left, he thought something bad happened to the Krusty Krab? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's how I feel. That's how I felt. Like, it was just like, oh my God, I don't know what my baby doing. He probably doing the car wheel. He probably hurt his neck. He need me.
You're like in mommy mode now.
Oh my God. But nobody told me. Nobody told me it was like that. Because when I say, I have never gotten out the car so fast. I've never backed into the parking spot, got out the car, unlocked the door so quick. But I did stop myself because I wanted to hear if he was still whining. He wasn't. So that did make me feel good that he was able to, quote unquote, self-soothe. He was chilling. He didn't start wanting to open the door. I was like, oh, all right.
Until he saw you.
You're right. Yeah. I was like, man, don't be trying to fake me out. Nah, ain't no
you know that, girl. That's like a kid. You know how a kid will fall, hit his head, and won't cry until you say something? That was that moment for you.
So, who's ever puppy mom? Yeah. Just as if you're anxious like me and being like a worry wart and you're like, damn, I'm weird, it's okay. We can be weirdos together. I'm just like, my baby. Okay, cool. As long as I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone. Because I went through it when I first got mine. You're not alone.
Isn't that?
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Oh, that's my life. Damn, that is literally my life.
Sounds like it's off to a good start for so far this year. And we're going to keep that momentum going.
Holy.
Okay, without disruption. So 2021, come in, sit down, don't touch nothing. Don't ask
you
for nothing.
So okay. You better act right, goddammit, you funky bitchy. You better act right.
Because I will pop you.
Right, I'll shoot you right in your pinky toe, you motherfucking.
Facts. Oh, man.
Ooh. Oh, my God. But, yeah, now I want to watch it. What's up?
You know, in the spirit of keeping the good news going, we got to jump into this good boob news report.
No, oh, speaking of boobs, so random, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know why I've been so random lately. I don't know what's going on in my life. I don't know what season this is, but just know it's going to be a lot of random stuff being dropped in my personal life. And okay. Like, I don't know what's been happening. It's just been confession session. Like, I don't know. Anyway, but random as shit. So, you know how we do Shake Your Boobs Friday?
Yeah.
Whatever. So I'm literally decompressing. So I don't, for anyone who like works or sits down for a long, long time. So you know how eventually your shoulders come up to your neck or up to your ear, mm-hmm. and you don't realize it because you're stressed or you have so much tension in your neck and all the other stuff. So you have to, I literally remind myself, and then I just started putting reminders on my phone, but I will remind myself to roll your shoulders back, you know, stretch out your neck, all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I started shaking my boobs. And it has been great.
The good thing is,
it does. Like, not only did it make me smile on my chest, like when I first started, I was like, oh, it's a lot of wagging in this dragon. It's a lot going on. It hurts. But then the more I've done it, my chest feels better. Like, I literally, like that, because again, I have big, heavy, like at my, I got boobs, you feel me?
Listen.
So,
boobs.
Okay. All the way capitalized, every letter. So, it's just that extra, like, I guess, jump and let them be free, let them just kind of, you know, just do that thing. It's that's part of my relaxation. Like, it really, really works in real life.
Y'all think I be jonesing. I'm for real. Because boobs help improve your spirit.
Yeah. Now, my thing is, I didn't know shaking my tits would make me feel like that. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't know rubbing my nipples made me feel great. Like, if I was in a bad mood, I would. Exactly. So, but yeah, no, just a little shake. Like, you roll your shoulders back. You give them a little shimmy real quick, you know.
Or squeeze them if you can. You know, I'm always doing that. Like, I had to literally catch myself because I'll do it in the middle of the store. I'll do it in the car. I'll just start rubbing my boobs and squeeze them.
It's just a comfort thing
for me.
It is. But nah, I can't. I'm not going to be squeezing my boobs like that too much.
I do it all the time.
But like, I ain't got time. Like,
no, not to turn you off.
I'm just saying.
Stress. Reliever.
I mean, that's how you release some stress. That's what you're talking about.
I mean, let's be clear.
Oh, no, yours work, mine. I got that.
I mean, you do relieve stress that way. Let's be clear.
I know, but my bad. All right. So, good boob news. What's up? Jump into it.
Okay. So,
what's that bunny dance?
What?
What's the bunny dance?
What bunny dance?
You know how everybody, damn it. I hate when I'm not in the loop because I feel like a little old lady. All right, so you know...
Oh, bunny dance.
Listen, I'm about to explain it. So you know it's a TikTok or whatever that's going around. Not the busted one. Oh, yeah, shout out to the busted one. But anyway, But not the busted one, but it's like you do some little dance with your arms. You know how kids be doing that thing, do something with your arms, then you do your wiggle your hips. And then it's something where you end up doing a bunny dance and you hop out, but you like poking your butt out.
Oh, are you talking about Corvette? Hop in the mother.
I think so.
Yeah.
I guess.
Oh, no, wait. You might not be talking about Corvette. You might be talking about the new one. It's to an old song, though.
It's recent. Yeah, I was about to say, but it just popped well.
Yeah, you wiggle your hips, then you do your arm thing, then you do like the little bunny thing, the little hop, make the booty jump, and then you out.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the new one. That's the new.
I want to do that one.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to practice it today. And my goal is to know it. Hey, hold on, don't be coming at me. I got to practice. Yes. You're going to be embarrassing me out in these streets. Like, I got to practice these things. So, I'm going to practice today. And I'm getting the bunny hot. Once I get it right, I'm going to be a badass bunny.
What is that song, though? It's an old song. Like, it's a song we used to be jamming to. Like, I'm talking about, like, high school transition to college era.
Damn.
Yeah, it's like an older song. It's not a new song.
I thought it was, I don't know. I'd have seen a little, I don't know. My bad. You got me thinking about it. But it's cool. Once we think.
I'm sure as soon as I open TikTok, it's going to pop up.
Yeah, I need you to. So that's why I need you on the case.
I'm going to get on it. Matter of fact, I'm going to find one and post it on the next podcast post.
Yes, please. The bunny dance.
Speaking of, we still ain't came up with our 21 sex positions for 2021.
Ooh.
We still owe that to the people.
Oh, yeah, we should. Okay.
Yeah, so we still got to do that. So,
I'm not nasty.
Listen, it's 21 positions we got to come up with. So, like, we're going
I know a lot of mine involve riding. Like, I want to do, I want to make up some too. Like, I don't know if one is called the helicopter, but I want to.
What?
I don't know if this is how it goes, but in my head, when I hear helicopter, I hear me hanging onto the ceiling fan and putting it on like a low speed.
Oh my Jesus.
Doing the split on his dick.
Oh my Lord. You know, I'm not going to be surprised if I open up this TV. And what is it? Sex sent me to the ER and ICU. Okay. I will not be surprised. Okay. I'm going to look for that episode with you.
Wait. Oh my God, real tears. Because wait a minute. Because wait, that's kind of lit. Well, if you can get the speed right.
No. Just no, Jesus. All I can envision is that ceiling fan coming down. And you going to limp that dick another way that it ain't supposed to go. And the both of y'all going to
Oh, Lord. That's going to be messed up. And you got to stay with him. You can't break somebody's dick and then not come. You got to stay. Listen, at that point, we broke together.
Okay. Like major malfunction.
Oh my God. All right. So completely my bad. All right. So off the rails of my bad. But I got a question.
No ceiling fans.
Speaking of that, hey, low key, I'm looking at mine now like, how sturdy is this fucking up?
No ceiling fans for you. like just now.
Should that be a goal?
Like, take them out the house. Like now. Not now, but right now.
Oh my God.
Replace them all.
All right. So what if you try something with your partner, right? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. you do something and it does, in fact, not fuck it up for life, but it's a little damaged. Like, like,
you mean like mentally?
Man, shit, mentally, physically, however you want to do it. Like, we were just talking about breaking somebody's dick, which, of course, you can't necessarily break it. You can sprain the dick, but you can't break it some muscle. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, we were talking about breaking someone's dick. So it's just like, if I was a dick owner, right, uh-huh. and you break my dick, bitch, you ain't going nowhere. You gonna suck this crooked dick. Like, what you not gonna do? Have me go out in the streets and explain this shit. Like, before I pull it out, be like, hey, so look. You know how somebody's got a hook? Mine is a complete 90 degree angle. Let me tell you why, though.
No, Jesus. Oh, my God. Just why, Lord.
Why? You know what? But I'm just saying, though.
So you're basically saying, if you're the cause of my impairment,
yeah,
you stuck with me.
Pretty much. Like, I feel like that should be a clause. Like, if you about to get freaky with somebody, I don't care how long you've been with them. Y'all should write up a contract right then and there. I don't give a damn if you've been with Harold for 45 years. If his little funky ass say he want to try some shit, Harold, you fuck some shit up. You can't go nowhere. Bruh, I'm
what if I don't like you no more after that? What if I'm scared to do it with you now?
Bruh, you did it. We gonna figure this shit out. Damn.
But what
if I don't want to? Bruh, knocking. No. That's
you gotta go to therapy. You see, gotta go see a me.
No.
You gotta go see a me. Because I'm gonna need to go through some counseling first. Because if you impair me while we having a nasty or doing a nasty, like, I'm gonna need some therapy to get back with you.
Bruh, no. That's out. We gotta go through it then. Therapy, I don't give a fuck. What you're not going to do is start dating somebody else. Like, I will show up at your doorstep and be like, hey, you want to see my creaky dick? Guess who it belongs to? That one.
You like, know what? Nah, but for better, for worse. What is it? For better or for worse?
Yeah, but even if we ain't took those vows. Because even if, okay, let's flip it. Let's say some. Like, I feel sorry. I don't feel sorry. But sometimes I really, really wonder about those guys who have who have like those really, 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 really humongo dicks, like long and thick. Exactly. Like, first of all, nigga, I don't want you coming on my heart. That's number one. I don't want that.
Oh, yes. And
number two, it's just like, I know we can stretch, Jesus. I know. We pop out kids and all that. Yay, beautiful vagina. However, I don't feel like...
It can only take for so much.
Exactly. And some dudes,
so much.
And just because you have a humongo dick does not mean you know how to use your dick. So now you in there just flapping it around, fucking up my walls. And then now I'm stuck with just a hallway and you out here just wondering, no, nigga, exactly. You stuck with this. Ain't nobody gonna fuck me with their kneecap because you fucked up my walls. The fuck?
Exactly. And that's why, okay, so I've always said, like, once I find my one person, the reason why I wouldn't want to, like, be sleeping around or either, like, mm-hmm. I would guess I would say swing is mm-hmm. because if I do encounter somebody with a bigger thing, I'm going to crave that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I don't, like, I ain't going to want to go back to what I'm used to, you know, and there's no disrespect. Like, it's just how I'm set up down there. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know my limit. I'm not about to go out here and jump on horse dick. I'm just not. It's mm-hmm. not in me.
It's not, I'm not a, what is it, size queen? I'm not one of those.
Yeah, no.
As quote-unquote sexually liberated as I am, which is fine. It's just my preference. I don't judge.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing. Like, hey, I've seen some shit. You'll be surprised. I'm good.
You know, yeah. There has to be a cutoff point at some point in time. You got to say enough is enough.
No,
and that ain't it.
Now, have you had the perfect fit, though? Like,
oh, yeah, I got that now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the perfect fit is something different. It just be like, oh.
Hit different.
Yeah.
It hits very different.
It does. And it's not even, and fuck the whole connection shit. Yeah, like, yeah, it's spiritual. That's beautiful. Yeah. But I mean, literally, by like, straight human anatomy-wise, this motherfucker is like a key
it fits.
To your goddamn lock.
But you know, I prayed for that, though. I did. Yeah.
Indeed.
I manifest.
Yeah.
Like, all jokes aside, I was like, no, Lord. Dead serious. I was like, Lord, listen. I was like, me, you got to have a little conversation right now because I know my limits. And I'm not trying to be in pain because pain ain't pleasurable for me in that area, like in that aspect. And I say, you know, the next hop on pop, got to be a perfect fit. Mm-hmm. I said, we got to work out some things because I know me now and I'm in tune with my body. So I was like, the next person that we get with, you got to make them a perfect fit. And that's what happened.
Yeah. I mean, and legit, it just go in. It's just like,
right on there. Right.
My bad. So, what'd you say about good boobs?
You know what? Don't disregard my bloop.
I was trying to get to this good boob news, Jesus. You keep distracting us. Talking about bloops.
You know what? Don't do it.
Yeah. Oh, we'd be having a schedule. You would think somebody would stick to it.
Anywho.
Yes, love it.
All right, first show of the season. So we got to hit a first in good boob news. So mm-hmm. we're going to talk about this first Black female pro baseball coach.
What?
That they done got in the air.
That's dope.
Got in the arena, bro. Well, can you call it arena? You can say the field. We're going to say the field because you don't play baseball in an arena. Mm-mm.
Nah, play I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's in the field.
It's in the field.
Now, you know what's crazy, though? When I keep hearing about first Black anything mm-hmm. or first anything, it's almost mm-hmm. like, damn, bro, we still have a first Black people stuff. Like, y'all bruh. Still been snow. Y'all still been, like, blackballing niggas.
It is 2021 like, now. And yes, we are still having first.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. That's dope. Like, oh, my God, please don't misinterpret it. I think that's dope as hell. That's fine. Like, that's still dope that you can still break those ceilings. But it's so mm-hmm. crazy that there's that many ceilings to still be broken. That's my point.
It's crazy that we're still just getting to 2021 and there's still ceilings to break.
As
colored people.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. But yeah.
She broke this one. Her name is Bianca Smith.
And it was a Bianca.
Yes.
That's
yes, girl,
what's black up. Name. Black name. Okay, B. Okay. Right.
And she was hired by the Red Sox as a minor league coach.
Mm-hmm.
That girl got backstory too, child. Like this ain't just her first hit or quitter. Like she been in there. She done played softball.
Mm-hmm.
She done coached in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was the University of Dallas assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
She was the baseball operations caseworker at some university.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2013 to 2017, she was director of baseball operations. So, like, nice. Homegirl got...
So she got a resume.
She got a long, lengthy resume that was like, nice. Y'all can't deny me this position.
Nice.
It's been in the works. Now, university a lot.
I got a question, though. So, I don't know much about baseball except for, you know, like, hood ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know much about the actual game of baseball. So, is softball, like... I know softball has a different ball, like it's literally mm-hmm, a softball. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference. But
right. Is
that quote unquote like the women's baseball or is it two separate things? Like, for instance, is there a male softball team and a female softball team and the same thing as a male baseball team and a female baseball
team?
You
asking the wrong one about
that.
Oh, Lord. Listen, I'm just as lost in the sauce as you about that.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, never mind.
You know, that proves a good point, though, because I don't think I've ever seen a male softball team.
Okay. So that's, I guess that was my point. Like, I was just trying to make sure that I wasn't making up stuff in my head. Okay.
Listen, my arena is sex. Okay?
Not arena. Lord.
Yeah, my arena. I'm back to the arena.
Don't worry about it. Well, shout out to Bianca. We need to learn more about baseball. That's probably, goddamn, that's probably why I was the first female in 2021. We need to go out and do some baseball. Take me out to the ball game, damn it.
You know
Take
what?
Me out
we
to the field.
See Bianca Smith in the Red Sox while sipping on a beer.
Oh, facts. And when we do, we're going to post it. For real. Let's look it up. We got to get out there. We got to support. I don't know shit about shit, but I'm going to go out there, B. I'm going to see you, B.
Okay. Just because Black women doing their thing in unknown, uncharted industries.
Come on now.
Okay. So we're going to support everybody. Yeah, it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is. But, you know, keeping the momentum going about women, Black women mm-hmm. specifically doing dope shit. So there was also a Black mm-hmm. receptionist who won a lawsuit for wearing her natural hair, bro.
First of all, let me say something. The fact that there was a lawsuit is so fucking insulting. Bitch, this is my natural hair. Exactly. This is literally my natural hair. I could see it if I had if you want to deem something inappropriate, if I had, like, you remember on, what is it? God damn it. Booyah.
Oh, you saw Baps?
Baps. Thank you. And yes. it was messing up somebody's, like, view or something. I don't know how, you know, offense, but, yes. You know, whatever. I was fucking up some type of view or somebody was epileptic and I had
on the plane,
something, like, anything.
We can't see because of your hair.
Like, something. But, bitch, you trying to tell me my curls and my, like, my kinky and my curly hair bothers you, bitch?
Mm-hmm.
What? So that's number uno. But then, mm-hmm, Ghost, mm-hmm, glad that motherfucker won. I'm glad she won.
Okay.
Glad she won.
And all
she
was
right.
trying to do was get a job.
That's crazy. Don't worry about it.
Work.
Don't worry about it.
But, you know, I don't want to butcher her name, so I'm probably going to say this wrong because this happened in Brazil, so this wasn't even a U.S. case.
Mm.
So her name is Mayara Oliveira.
Oh.
And I'm praying that I said that right. I don't know if I did, but don't charge it against me if I did. Mm. But however, you know, she was working in a lab and they literally had a standard that they wanted her to go by as far as appearance. And it went down from hair to makeup to clothes. And the standard was white women. And she sued them because in the interview, they told her that they loved her uniqueness. She was beautiful. All this other stuff to basically get her in the door. And then once she was in the door, they wanted her to change it.
Nah,
to fit their standard appearance because they said that it would benefit clients more for her to look a certain way. And so Shorty was like, oh, all right, you can have your job. Let's take this to law.
Yeah.
And won.
Now you just got to pay me.
Okay. So that's shout funny. Outs to you, Boo Boo, for winning that.
Go, girl. Go, girl.
With your afro.
Go, girl. Yo, I love my company. Like, I love wearing my natural hair. And it's so dope. Like, I can't see me going back straight in real life. Like, once I became natural, I did my chop, got my curls and all of that. And I think since I've been natural, I've only blown out my hair. I know I can count it on one hand. I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how many, but I think I'm right there.
I haven't even seen you with a blowout, maybe, but like once or twice.
Exactly. And then when I did it, my feelings were hurt, and I'm not even being dramatic. It was just like,
yeah, oh, I miss my like curls.
Yeah, like it was like, I miss my curls. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Let me get you back, baby. I'm sorry. I don't even know what I was thinking. That was me. I was fucking up.
But you know me, I'll just do a wig, like. You know me. I'm the wig queen. Like, I'll pop a wig in a minute, but I've been natural for a long time.
Many moons.
Yeah, now, I don't do that.
The wigs aggravate my spirit because I had one good wig, one good time, and it was cool for maybe one good day. After that, I can't stand wigs for real. Like, I really can't. Like, I remember a period where I was trying to make myself be into wigs because I was like, this is so convenient, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, bro, no. I'd rather just rock my heels and call it a day.
Yeah, it has to be a you thing. Like, your style is to wear your natural and style that. And that works for you. Like, my thing is to wear wigs. That works for me, you know? So it has to be a you thing because, like,
no, that's facts.
Wigs take a lot of maintenance. Like, let's be clear. Mm-hmm. It's just like getting up in the morning and doing your own hair almost. So wigs it ain't just like, I slapped this on and going out the door. No, they take a lot of maintenance and upkeep too.
And that's exactly what I was trying to do. And that's exactly why I didn't like it. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, and in my ass, it would be so bad to the point where I would pull up to the job, try to throw the wig on, get off the clock, throw it back down, like get in the car, snatch it right on off, and be like, Jesus, this was horrible.
I hated it.
But I wanted to like it because I wanted to switch up things. Mm-hmm. I wanted to try things out. But at the time, I think I don't do my hair, obviously. If nobody gathered that part, I don't do my hair. That's stupid. So I was in between hairstylists and it was just like, I didn't want everybody in my head. I didn't trust everybody in my head, of course. So I did what I knew how to do, which was the bare minimums. Like I can roll my hair straight back and it's not going to be evenly parted. I don't give a fuck. It's in my head. So,
You just, also with that, you got to find a wig that works for you. Like, you probably would have done better with like a braided wig, like a ready to wear braided where you just take it off, take it on it's mm-hmm. gonna be the same way every time. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay. See, that's so what I'm saying.
It's levels mm-hmm. to it. It's levels to it. You got beginner friendly. You got ready to wear. You got braided. Okay. You got lace. You got closures. Like
I might go on a wig journey. You know what? We need to write this shit down. I'm going on a wig journey, and we're gonna have to document it because I think that'd be fun. Because yes. I only seen one wig that was braided. But mm-hmm. it was on a white mannequin, so it threw me off. And I was like, nah.
Oh, nah. Look, I got to introduce you. I got certain key people I would buy braided wigs from got that you. I know is going to be good quality. Mm-hmm. You know, they are 100% lace, like 360 lace, mm-hmm. the human hair. Like, you know, it's like I said, it's levels to this wig game out here.
Damn. So,
yeah, we
but you know as well? Without my wig, like, you know, the braids up underneath, like, I call them Cleos.
Yes.
Which are the straight backs.
The Meek Mills.
Okay. The Millies. Now I got my hang time. I got my hang time. That's why I got
Cleos. It's his, like, chill his out. Braids only did his neck, though. Poor
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, Millie. Yo, Meeks ain't have no hang time, but I'm a wrestler with Meeks for many moons. Shout out. Okay. But anyway, like, I'd rather wear that any fucking day. Than anything else. And it's so funny because when I wear my straight backs, I promise you more quote-unquote straight guys try to hit on me. And I feel like I like yes, a little boss.
I will like, agree
to that. I feel like I, now again, perspective is everything. Everybody mm-hmm. looks at things differently, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like I like a little boy. Now, sexy ass little boy, but a little boy nonetheless.
Okay, like, let's be clear.
I still like a little boy. So it's funny to me because I promise you, on my most quote unquote thugged out days, ayo, shorty.
The most hollers.
What yep. the fuck?
Yep.
You don't even know if I have a dick or not. Like, get out of here.
Never fails. Because I swear, when you look at your best, nobody says nothing.
Bro, I think that's, you know what? But it might be, I wonder. Oh, real thought. I wonder if it's because they're intimidated. What if you look too nice? And it could be like, oh, okay, she may be. What is it? High maintenance.
Yes,
and I can't do that.
So that's
now,
theory.
Yeah. Now it's funny because when I am dressed up, I call quote unquote bougie and I'm chilling and I got my shit on or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I don't get, which is funny. I don't receive that much attention, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But it's funny to me, like just to observe the behaviors of different people.
Yes, exactly.
It's funny. Like when
that's
I'm
exactly
dressed
what
up.
It is.
Yeah. When I'm dressed up to a T, I get more attention from females mm-hmm. and more masculine or stud females or whatever. I don't know. Everyone's saying, I know we're not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. But
yes.
yeah.
oh, but
I get
true.
More attention from them. Mm-hmm. And they're more like, hey, what's up? Like, they with the shits. They trying to, first of all, yeah, they trying to marry you.
But
day
you
one.
Know.
It is what it is.
That says something, though, because women will holler at you when you look your best versus, like, male attention. You mostly mm-hmm. get it when you feel like you look your worst.
But I wonder, ooh, I like this developing theory. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm wondering mm-hmm. if, peep game, just trying to fill it out. Mm-hmm. This is not how I feel. We are, this is literally on the spot thinking people. Now,
this is a hypothesis, if you may.
exactly. All right, so look, I wonder if it's because, you know how, we'll say they say, generally speaking, men want to take care or they want to feel needed mm-hmm. or something like that. So if you see me looking bummy, and although you see, yes, you look fly as shit, but damn, baby girl, buy these new shoes, something.
Okay.
I'm going to holler at her real quick. Like, I wonder, or she got on some, or maybe we're thinking completely wrong. Maybe it's the fact that because you're so dressed down, you got on your Nikes, you got on your sweats, your hair is all, you know, pulled back, braided back, whatever, mm-hmm. and you still look good. Well, damn, baby girl, you dressed up. That's going to be some shit.
It's gonna look but 10 times as
exactly, but mm-hmm. I see you dressed down. So it doesn't intimidate me as much because I know that you can do both. I know that you chill. You're not
true.
On one all the time. Maybe it's like that. Maybe it has nothing to do with the whole damsel in distress thing. Maybe it's just mm-hmm. that, okay, I see your versatility.
I'm going to have to pose that. You know, we're going to pose that as a question
do
for
it.
Masculine Monday tomorrow.
And oh, shit, that is right.
Yep.
Perfect timing.
We're going to post this as a question, and this will lead up to the release of this episode. Because by the time y'all hear this, it would already have been posted. Y'all get the correlation later. However,
nice.
You know, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm
going to
post
that.
And we're going to see what the masses say.
Exactly, because even on the female or the feminine energy side, think about it, a woman, even in the animal kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. For people in who like to connect that. You know what I'm saying? Most of the male animals are a lot more quote unquote beautiful, and they have brighter colors. They're prettier mm-hmm. to look at because women are attracted. Exactly. They're more attracted to that. Their eyes mm-hmm. goes to that. It's more like, ooh, pretty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I mean, we gotta, like I said, it's a hypothesis, and we have to, you know, get a survey going to prove this into a theory.
I'm gonna have to think about this more. This is all right, y'all. This is interesting. Get to the post. Let's get it.
All right, we're gonna get there.
Woo-woo! Okay. This is dope.
Right, facts. I'm excited to see what people say.
Yeah, I love when things happen just naturally, you know.
It's the universe, bro. I'm telling you.
Wow,
it's
just I'm telling you. Yeah. Shout out to season 2, bitches. Woo woo!
Because we in there and it's just going and flowing like swimwear.
I know. Oh my God. You know what I need though? Okay, so it's 2021. Mm-hmm. It's time to, if you haven't already been on your shit, you need to get on your shit. And it's not even the whole new year, new you shit. Yeah, it's 2021. And you don't know, we may be having a fight or whatever. The Walking Dead may be coming. I'm just saying, you need to prepare. You need to be healthy. Know.
So you need to be healthy. At this point, any type of curveball can be thrown in the game.
Anything. So I know for me personally, I am going back to my fruit smoothies mm-hmm. now.
Oh, yeah. I started that too.
I have been off my fruit smoothies because one, fruit does have a lot of sugar, even though it's natural sugar, it's still mm-hmm. sugar. And I was just chilling for a minute. In fact, I wasn't really eating any. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, so I'm going back to my fruit smoothies that I do in the morning. And I'm excited about it because one, I know that it was really a great way for me to, like, I don't eat for real, which is a bad thing. So I'm still getting all my stuff. But my favorite part about that, I ain't gonna lie, y'all come closer, don't tell nobody. Whenever I do this, like, my vagina tastes so sweet.
What?
Oh my God. Listen. Okay, I had to whisper that because people was walking past me. Listen, oh my God, they wouldn't even know what I was talking about.
No, we gonna shout to the hills, to the hot mountaintops.
No, they're gonna try to taste it.
I'm trying to tell you, yes, there is a big, huge difference. And I'm mm-hmm. back on my fruit smoothies as well. Like, I've started, you know, now that I'm back on them, I add my little protein powder. You know, we stepping mm-hmm. it up a little notch, or whatever. We add some different probiotics and stuff in there. However, mm-hmm. I can definitely tell a very big difference
mm-hmm.
in me. Like, in just the way mm-hmm. it smells, the way it tastes. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, all right, jumping into feminine favor. We just might as well mm-hmm. jump right on in head first. Mm-hmm. But acidic fruits do make you taste sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a proven fact. It's not just something somebody's thinking of and it's like, oh, I don't know if that's true. No, it's true. Like, eating those different mm-hmm. fruits and putting pineapples and oranges and grapefruit, strawberries, even celery. Celery contributes to your taste. And one probiotic that I stay away from dairy. Like, I'm not a big dairy eater, period. Mm-mm. But one probiotic that is considered dairy that I definitely rock with, and that's yogurt. Because yogurt helps you out more than you know.
But can you get the not cow milk yogurt and still get the same results?
Because it's the yogurt. It's not really the milk in it. It's the yogurt itself. Because I don't drink regular milk. Like, you know,
and that's what I was thinking.
Cashew milk. So my yogurt is, well, cashew milk is all I like.
I mean, my bad. I ain't mean to yuck you yum, but just, I mean, you know.
Listen, like, a lot of people do. I like almond. With it, but I can't do
almond. I like almond milk and cashew milk. I like cashew milk when I'm cooking certain, like, okay, let's say I'm baking something that's like a gluten-free or like a vegan type thing.
Yeah.
I like cashew milk instead of almond milk because I feel like cashew milk thicker. Gives it a sweeter. Yeah. And it's a lot thicker, but it's richer. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for. It gives it a more rich taste or whatever. And if you didn't know that, now you know.
But
but other than that, just chilling and just going down my, ew, you, how much nut you be taking out of your throat? Because it's all thick.
Anyways, but that's why I like cashew milk, because of the consistency of it. Like, almond milk is too thin for me, and the taste is, I don't know what it is about the taste, but it tastes too much like normal milk to me.
Really?
Yeah, so cashew milk and me, we won. We here. It's literally downstairs in the fridge.
Maybe I should try some more cashew milk because it does remind me a lot about, like, nut, like, semen. So,
I mean, it does kind of follow the same consistency of a healthy person or a healthy being.
That is true. All right, well, shout out to cashews. But yeah, okay. But nah, that's up, though.
And you can't go wrong with water, of course. You know, plenty of water. Please.
And in fact, a lot of you motherfuckers who have problems out there who just, oh my God, I can't fix this. Just drink water. Mm-hmm. Stop drinking. And it trips me out because people, like, they'll drink water, but then you'll eat a whole bucket of fried chicken. All that goddamn oil. What do you think the water is doing to that oil? Like, it's just like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get mad right there, but I just grossed my ears. Because I love water. I drink water all the time. Yes. I drink water with lemon lime, mm-hmm. lemon, some water just for no reason. Hot water.
I drink water with lemon, ginger every day.
Exactly. Lemon, ginger. Yeah, but I mean all of that, right? Skin looks gorgeous. Like, I don't understand. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you were born with something and water is gonna clear it up. I mean, your mama could have been using bad shit. But
okay.
If it's hereditary, it's hereditary. However, all the other stuff, baby girl, that pizza and them chicken wings are not going to help. And just because you had one cup of water and 7 cups of soda does not equate the same thing.
Like, no, God.
Ugh. And then you wonder why you have a JJ, why you using Summer's Eve and shit for no reason. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
that is a key point. Because technically, you are supposed to drink a cup of water 30 minutes before you consume any meal. Mm-hmm. Technically.
I mean, I don't be doing that shit, but technically.
However, I don't think I do it consciously.
I don't think I time it to the point where, oh shit, I'm about to eat at 2:00. Let me go ahead and drink this water at 1:30.
Right.
Or like I drink so much water throughout the day that it does what it needs to do.
Exactly. Yes, that's my point. Yes. Because I definitely down a bottle in the morning.
Come on now. When I first wake up.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Like with my tea, my smoothie, mm-hmm. I grab a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Like off gate. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, throughout the day, I know I at least consume like 3 to 4 bottles. And then I always carry one to bed with me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I drink a lot of more water. Like I take my body. In fact, I'm about to get one of those, you know, like the water coolers. I'm about to get one of those.
Yes.
Because I consume a lot of water. And when I say consume like that, I take my body mass, divide it in half, and then that's how much I drink in fluid ounces. So,
yeah, that's what they say you're supposed to do. The weight you are divided by 2, mm-hmm. and then that's how many ounces you're technically supposed to consume per day of water.
Indubitably. So that's what I try to do. So I drink a lot of fucking water. But yeah, man, water's good for you. Makes your skin feel good.
Helps out your vajayjay, your vulva. Yeah,
it does.
Vulva, vagina, all of them, both of them. Helps it out.
All of that.
Inside and out.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
your nails.
Oh, and it make your hair grow, nails grow, everything. Skin glow.
Everything be. Nah, but for that, that's for what it is. Okay, well, that's what's up. You know what? You know what I haven't done in a while? For real?
Wait, what?
Is go to a sex shop. Well, okay. My bad. Who has, right? COVID. But I miss the sex shop because I want a new sex toy, but I don't know what. Okay, so hear me out. I know what kind I want, but I don't know. It's like I know what I want to accomplish, which mm-hmm. is to come, right? But I want to come a different way. Like I want to be penetrated and stimulated and not having to worry about batteries. Like I want all kind of shit.
Oh, so you need? Do you don't have a rechargeable joints?
I only have one, and that one. Mm-hmm. one that. That one's gone. It's gone.
Listen, okay, so while we're on this subject, I was reading this article by Rolling Stone, and y'all know Rolling Stone is like the all to end all for the charts. And they deemed that the best sex toys of 2020 because, unbeknown to me, masturbation has increased, they said, by 74% since COVID started.
Yeah.
Now, how people know? I don't know, but they tracked it, I guess, by the online sales. And online sales have increased in buying sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, at the number one was waterproof vibrators. So I guess that's why they say that masturbation has increased, because online sales of buying sex toys has increased since COVID has happened, which makes sense. I'm glad people out here being healthy and safe and not trying to dibble and dabble and, you know, die over COVID. So I applaud you for that. Mm. You know, but back to you with these, get you either wireless or a USB rechargeable. Like I stay with, if it's not USB rechargeable, I don't buy it anymore. Like I ain't got time for battery replacement. And you can buy almost anything USB rechargeable now.
Oh, no, see, that's what I want. And then I also want, I like the remote control one, because I want, sometimes I do like masturbation, but I also like partnered masturbation or whatever.
Yeah, coupled masturbation, yeah.
There you go, whatever, yeah, that thing. Because that's lit. Like, I want you to be in control of it, but yeah. Anyway.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Well, see, that was number three on the list. Couple remote control toys for couples actually number three. So,
that's on point.
I'm trying to tell you. Number two was the G-Spot vibrator. It's called the Boyfriend. I don't know why it's called the Boyfriend, but it's battery operated. I ain't got time. However, I do need a new G-Spot vibrator. But like I said, I don't buy battery operated anymore, because USB rechargeable has changed my life. It just sucks when you forget to recharge that bit.
Oh, damn.
Bruh, it's the worst. However, you know, it's 2021. They be on the chargers like my phone.
No lie, so stupid. But nah, that's saying.
But yeah, I do want to move into that space where I can get. I was literally just talking about this the other day with my partner. I was saying how I do want to get a remote control toy where even if you're at a distance, they can control it. So it's like the toy is controlled through an app. And you don't necessarily have to be close ranged in order for that app to send signals to the toy.
Oh my God, I would love that. Can you? Exactly. I would love that. Like, I'm sitting in a meeting. Next thing you know, I'm like, yes, Bill, this is the greatest thing ever.
Greatest damn thing ever. Surprise for me.
they'd be like, hey, are you okay? Yes, I am. In fact, let's do this quick little recess, shall we?
Or you in the middle of like sexting. And then she just increased like a certain vibration level or something in the middle of, like, yes.
Yes.
That's it for me.
I should have had that. When I was in a long distance relationship, that's when I needed that shit. But yeah, for all the long distance relationship, or even for the ones like,
even if you're close range, you know, just to build the momentum of coming home.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to get your shit off. Because what if you gotta build it up? Like, let's say you got kids, so you can't do all the prep work or whatever when the kids there. So you do all the prep work on the way home. Yeah, honey, I got these kids. Can't wait to put these little fuckers to bed. Woo woo. The whole time during dinner, y'all been flirting and shit. As soon as they go to bed. There you go. All you gotta do is blow on it. Now y'all going to bed.
Okay.
Everybody's still on schedule.
Look, one and done. Because you done had multiple throughout the day.
Oh girl. Damn, that's giving me love. Yes.
Yeah, we might need to partner up with somebody to get one of them going, like a giveaway or something.
Yeah, like for real, because I mean, I want to test it out though. Make sure it works.
I do. We're going to have to partner up. Like I said, we're going to have to find somebody with those.
All right. If y'all have any suggestions, if you listen to this and you have it, hit us up.
Yes.
What we call the shits.
Yes. Word all day. All right. We're jumping into relations and situations. And because the topic is, you know, hotels, and we celebrating, you know, Jasmine Sullivan coming out with the album, bro. She helping us out.
Oh my God.
Like, it was a blessing from the R&B God.
I missed her.
I did. And she gave us even more reason to be grateful for her comeback, bro. Because it was just an answer. Answer to our prayers that we all needed. You know, it gave my whole, the hoe in me life.
Mm-hmm. Not the hoe. Not resurrected.
No, I ain't gonna say resurrected the whole, because
okay.
I mean, you know, I can't.
Well,
I mean, you know, according to Jazz, you can be a hoe in your relationship because you hoe with your partner for certain things that you want. So, yeah. I mean, I get the versatility in the wholeness. But you, right now, we're just going to dabble just a little bit and reflect and reminisce back. We're just going to give y'all a whole story. We're going to give you our hotels.
You're so silly. Not the hotels. But see, my thing is, but what determines a whole activity, though?
I don't know. Like, I mean, to me, like, I don't know if I really, like, because I mean, we're really sexually fluid, like, mm-hmm. and we're really open-minded. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think everybody's, like, the same way everybody defines cheating differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think whole activities are defined differently. So, I don't really necessarily know what I consider to be whole activity is the same thing you consider to be whole activity.
Now, that's facts. That's facts. But I think in essence, even if we're not like breaking down the activity, is more or less just someone who's promiscuous, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and are promiscuous and normally involving multiple partners with no actual strings or commitment attached.
Right.
Normally mm-hmm. the gist of it. All right. So I feel like some people take that term hoe and say, mm-hmm. hey, this girl, she's fucking all, or this, whatever you want to call them. This girl is fucking all these guys and she's not a hoe. She's just taking charge of her life. Yeah, she is. She really is. But mm-hmm. anyway,
true.
I'm trying to make sure I word this right. I don't have a problem with it. I'm with right. the shit. Like open-minded, sexually liberated, all of that shit. But let's call it spade a spade. And I'm not saying that a girl who, or anyone for that matter, we're not just blaming it on the girls, but anyone who has had multiple partners or who's promiscuous, I'm not saying that they're bad, but mm-hmm. you still put mileage on yourself. I don't care how you
are.
Because even like, that's it. It's not even no buts about it. Like, I'm not saying that you have one, but somebody for real give me a real rebuttal. Even if
you view it a little differently. Like, I think you need that experience. Like, okay.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Again, see, that's what I'm saying. People want to, like, not saying that you are, but people want to, like, jump to a defense or, like, justify it. I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm still saying it is what it is. Like, I know a girl, she's like, oh, I had, I don't know how many sexual partners I've had. I think I'm up in the 50s. And then somebody said, oh, damn, you a hoe. And she got offended. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, why are you offended? Because if hoe in fact means a promiscuous person, and you are in fact a promiscuous person, why are you upset? Because even if you're saying that, hey, I took charge of this, my body, my rules, all this other shit, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. But you still have mileage on your pussy, even for the guys. You still have mileage on your dick. You still have all these soul ties out here. You still are like connecting with different women. Like you're still, especially if you fucking them raw, you're still like having these different people on your dick, like different yeah. sins, different souls, different spirits. So however yeah. you want to put it, it's still the same thing. Good, bad, or indifferent, you still promiscuous.
Okay. I mean, yes, that defines it. That is, mm-hmm. that is what we all, I think, generally can agree to say is considered whole activity. It's sleeping mm-hmm. with multiple partners. In like a close range or a specific range of time. Because you can sleep with multiple partners over time like, oh, all right, cool. But if it's in a close range of time, like say 3 months, you've slept with 8 dudes. You know what I mean? Like that.
Oh, but wait. What if it's 3 months, 90 dudes?
Right. Like, see what I'm saying? Like different ramifications. But either way, it's the length of time to most people. When I have seen like statuses on Facebook or Twitter posts, mm-hmm. it's the length of time that constitutes or puts that constraint of whole activity on.
Gotcha.
And I think it's more placed on women than men, though.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, girl. Yeah. And I hate that, though, because I know some hoes that are penis owners. And mm-hmm. I mean, there are some hoes for real. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have a homeboy. And I love him, for real. That's the homie. But if he mentioned a female, I never took her seriously because I already knew what it was. Like,
yep.
It was almost like seeing him with a female, I automatically assumed that he was fucking this female. I don't give a fuck what she looked like, what was going
mm-hmm.
on. He fucking you, ain't it? like, that's all that was. And that's my homie or whatever. But yeah, he was... dicking everything, dicking, sucking, fucking everything. I was like, hell, bro.
You do have some people in your circle or some people that you may know. I'm not going to say necessarily in your circle, but some people that you may know that you know what they about.
They don't give a damn.
Like they really don't. And you know they don't because they make it known that they don't. And you know, most of the time, 9 times out of 10, when they meet somebody new, you already know what's up.
But it's so different. I feel like there's a very thin line from being, and people are going to probably be mad, but I think it's a thin line between being like a nasty or open-minded freak or whatever versus being like just a hoe or just someone.
But what's the difference? How do you differentiate between the two? Because, okay, say like you're into swinging, right? And you and your partner swing 5 times a month. Is that not the same thing?
But see, that's like, I feel like that's a kink though. But then even with that.
But it's still, that, some people may see it as hoeing.
But still, but like, but even if it's hoeing, that's fine. But it's not like, I'm not saying like the swinger. So in your point, yeah, they are correct. So yes, I had to read it out. That's right. Like, yeah, like if me and my partner are having multiple partners and we're putting it out and it's just within our commitment or within our guidelines of our relationship that we're doing that, yeah, I'm hoeing my husband out, he hoeing me out. I'm his slut. That's my slut ass husband. Like, that's their shit, right? That's cool.
Right. And
it's not a bad thing. This is not a bad thing.
Oh no, because the whole face
I'm like, that's nobody. I'm with all of that shit, right? What I'm is if I tell someone, like, a lot of people may hear this and I'd be like, oh, child, you know, I'm nasty. Because I am. I'd be like, hey, I'm with it. But I'm with that one partner. Like, I'm talking about, I've had experiences, of course, but this one partner, hey, we done some shit. But what I have not done, to your point, you just quote unquote define what wholeness or what it is the amount of partners or how promiscuous you are in a certain time frame. I've never subscribed to that. So I don't know if I can say I've had a quote unquote whole phase.
I have. I definitely have. Where I've just like,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to figure it out because I don't want to lie to anybody. Because I've definitely had a time period where it was like, I'm fucking you, but that's it. Like,
yeah, that's like, exactly it. Like, to me, that's what your whole phase is. Your whole phase is like, I'm not dating anybody exclusively, monogamously. I'm out here doing me when I want to do me, however I please.
Yeah. And then, but I was also not fucking anyone, but I was dating around. Like, I was just dating multiple people. Now, is that anything?
I don't know, because like in a whole phase, you actually have to engage in some type of sexual activity because like you got to get the experience from somewhere. Okay. You don't get it from just reading books and watching porn all your life. You got to get into sex. You know, you got to get out there and do some things.
Now that's
see what you like and see what you don't like. So like that whole phase is you testing the waters sexually.
But again, okay, so hear me out because I'm being so serious. Okay, so I get that. But let's say I was dating around, just dating people. So I was dating multiple people, but not engaging in sexual activity. However,
you were just dating.
Right. However, when I did meet this one person, and that just so happened to be like the person that the sex was awesome, but we tried different things. Like, we was fucking outside. We was fucking in stairwells. We was fucking everywhere. Like, I was everywhere. We was fucking everywhere. Wherever I could be.
So then I'm a coined in term. What you are is a monogamous hoe.
I'm a one at a time hoe.
Yes. Like, okay. Now I can say that I am now a monogamous hoe. Like, anywhere, anyway, I'm going to do it. Okay. Oh, with this one person. A monogamous hoe. Yes.
I think I'm saying it wrong. I cannot.
Just but for real. Yeah.
Just, I'm going to be a hoe with this one at a time, sir. With your turn.
Yes, facts. Like, okay, like you are exclusively with this one person, but you willing to do anything. You willing to try anything. You know, y'all just go at it how y'all go at it. You're monogamous.
You know what? I think I can see that, though. huh. And I'm not, I don't even think I'm mad at it, because it's like, now that I'm trying to piece my experiences together, it is kind of, it kind of falls into that. It's almost like, I'm going to let you know, yes, I'm open-minded, but I've had guys call me prude. I've had guys think, and females too, think that I'm not with the shits. And I was like, no, I just didn't feel like you were
with your energy.
But then when I get that, motherfuckers be like, oh shit, girl. I didn't know.
Yes, that's exactly it. Like, most of the time, by the time I do speak up and say something, because people will think, because I'm quiet most of the time, that, like you said, like, I don't know what I'm talking about, or I must ain't experienced this or experienced that. It's like, no, because I've been there, done that, and I'm moving on from it. Y'all just like, oh, wow. You know, you sitting here with the wow factor about it, and I'm like, eh, we were doing that like 4 or 5 years ago. Like, I'm over it.
Exactly.
And so by the time I talk about it with you, you know, you can be like, well, dang, now you see me totally different. And it's like, you know, when I was sitting back here with my mouth shut, you thought it, you know, you thought it was all innocent and all cute.
Yeah, girl. Huh, well, shout out to my new term. I like it.
Facts.
I'll wear it proudly. I'm about to get it on
the
shirt and everything. I'm
going to
monogamous.
Yo, we're going to have to get that monogamous on a
copyright it right here.
Okay.
It's ours in your face.
Okay.
But no, but it is dope though. Huh. I kind of, I really, the more I think about it, I kind of like it, because I'm with the shit. So as long as I'm comfortable with you, oh yeah, we can go the distance. What Hercules say? I can go the distance, goddamn.
Okay. And that's what it is. Like, I'm willing to try. Like I say all the time, I'll try anything once, twice if I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is facts.
But you're nasty, bro.
I mean, I am. I can't help it.
Well, then I guess my monogamous whole phase that I had was with the person I was just talking about. Like,
okay. There
was a time period in my life where, like, I think I said it before, but you know, season two, I met him that same night. Like, the same night I met him, we had sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never done that before. And I haven't done it since. And so that was my one and done. But I'm going to find out. That's at home. So I don't know if it counts or not. But anyway. But I met him, whatever. And the vibe that we had, again, I've never done it prior to him, and I've never done it since. And it was literally like the vibe we had was so different. Like, literally... Again, met him that night, fucked that night. We were all over the city. Like, we were everywhere.
That sounds like a good time.
Yes, Lord. But I mean, like, when I say everywhere, I mean hands to the man, everywhere. Like, we was outside. It was just nasty. But yeah, but it was fun though. We did it. And it was just, yeah. Like, I was still dating people at this time. But again, I was dating people, but no, me and this guy fucking, we had no strings attached. Not for real.
Oh, okay. I got you. So it was, that was a friend with benefits, basically.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's considered part of your whole phase. Yes. That's, you can insert that into your whole phase. Yes.
Yeah. Cause goddamn. Because like, and it's funny that vibe has changed like so drastically, because at one point, it was like I could hear this person's voice, and my little hot pocket would be like, "Hey, what's up? It's time to go. I hear him. Where he at?" And I was like, "Oh, hey, simmer down, little motherfucker." And now, and now it's nothing. Now it's just, and that's probably because I'm so in love. So, but yeah, it's crazy.
It does change with the connection.
Yes,
it does. It does indeed. Well, I will say that.
Mm-mm, girl, it's like the Sahara.
Like,
she don't say nothing. She be like, "Who the hell is that?"
Listen, it get real sometime.
I'm just telling you, when you're in love and your pussy know it, man, she don't be afraid
to show it. Be like, as soon as she hear who's calling her name, it's like, doop. Turn on.
What is it? What Faith Evans say? Soon as she get home.
Okay.
Soon as that nigga get home. Oh, there she go. You turned up already. You've been quiet all day.
Bags ain't been giving me no problems today. Walk in the door. Here we go.
He's stupid.
I'm just saying, that's how I be. But you know, like.
Hey, so what's yours?
All right, so my little whole story is a little different though, because I mean, I had a friend with benefits, but. I mean, okay, so I feel like I was very hard to please sexually when I was coming into my sexuality. Because, like, what I realized when I did this interview the other day, what I realized is that my younger self put a lot of my pleasure, the responsibility of my pleasure, my personal pleasure, on my partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I think we all did that, especially if we grew up watching porno. You thought mm-hmm. that's what it was supposed to happen. Like,
yeah, like I really did. And
no, that makes sense.
I used to get so upset and so disappointed that mm-hmm. I would just get up and walk out. And my walkout game was strong. Like, mm-hmm. I would just put my clothes on and be like, all right, I'm out. Because I was not pleased. You sitting mm-hmm. over there like you exhausted. And I'm just sitting here like I ain't came not once yet. Like, where's the boom? And so, my whole me, I will go on to the next person. Like, I've done two in one day. Like, because I wasn't satisfied. So, if I wasn't satisfied with you, I'm going to go and go to somebody I know I'm going to get satisfied with. You know? And that's just, that was my whole phase. Like, I'm not saying I did that repeatedly. But maybe like once or twice.
Nah, I mean, it's cool. You ain't got to try to justify. I think that shit.
I'm being for real. Like, it wasn't like an everyday thing. Like, seriously. Because, like I said, I already knew like my younger me was a hard person to please. So I would just go to that one person I knew was going to do it right.
And that's it.
And that's what I did.
And that's what it is. I know. I wonder, because like I said, I be saying I'm so with the shits. I wonder if, like, my partner who I said I'm so in love with, if that motherfucker was like, yo, babe, I want you to go and just get filled up by another guy and come and just let me beat that thing in, I wonder if I would really do it. Or if I would be like, huh, is this a test?
Right. You trying to set me up?
Yeah. How it feel? Because it's like, you know, when you say you with it, you got to be with it. So see, if he be like, hey, I want you to go goddamn X, Y, and Z, you got to be like, huh, all right, I'm going to go do it. But if I go do it.
Right, you could be mad?
Right. Matter of fact, I want you to get out the car with me. Hold my hand. Because I need to know.
Facts.
No, like, I need to be real. Because I could tell. I'm going to look you dead in your eye while I'm doing it. Like, you still with it?
Okay.
Wait, the whole time. You still with it? What about now? What about he's thrusting? What about now?
Exactly. Exactly my point. Like, yeah, I need to know 100% you in it before I go do it. Because I don't need you setting me up to go do it. I really do it. And then you come back and get mad.
Hell yeah. Because what was it? School days? I don't know why I keep referencing these old ass movies and shows, but my apologies. I think I'm putting age on myself. My bad. Hey, you remember, I don't know if you remember, this is all old Spike Lee movie, School Days. And a dude, the little fraternity dude, he had his shorty. He was like, you love me? You love this frat? Then I want you to fuck this guy.
I remember virgin. That.
Yeah, and she did it. And he was like, what? You did what? I can't believe this.
Yeah, I remember
like,
that.
And I was like,
sure did.
No, he did not. First of all, I thought they was going to go in there and pretend. Apparently, they didn't.
I did, too, in the beginning. Yes. Yes, yeah. I thought they was going to pretend, too. But no, Charlotte really did it.
Yeah, she was like, let's get it over with. Oh, my God.
Them do it. And they did it.
Yeah,
but the thing is, what upset me, though, about that is he got mad with her and only her. He didn't get mad with the people doing it.
Of course not. I think, honestly, that was just some bullshit. Like,
it was.
Yeah, it was just some bullshit.
It was.
That's we can talk about that later. And how, you know, how you said you placed a lot of responsibility in your partner's hands to satisfy you. Talking about porn and all that other stuff. And then I brought up a movie where the man said, hey, if you love me, then you'll go ahead and give your body to somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we can talk about that. We can pin it because that's a whole discussion.
We got to talk about that for real. Because, honey bun, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, but that's crazy, man.
It is.
That's crazy. I wonder. Now, shit, you got me thinking. This is real time. Because I wonder if I would be like, I'd be like, yo, you tested me. Because I'm like...
I mean, but you really have to communicate on that part. Like, that comes in, that, like we always say, communication is a huge factor.
What? Because I'm going to know everything I need to know. So where is this penis coming from?
Right, facts. Because it's more than just you laying with somebody else. Like, you got to know too.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I got to know everything. And then on top of that, how are we finding this person? Like, mm-hmm. we tag teaming it. You searching, I'm searching. We just bumping into somebody at Walmart. Like, what's facts. Up? How we doing it?
But you know, like, speaking of that, I gotta get on it because I told you I was gonna find my unicorn this year, and I was serious about that.
Ask you about that? Yeah.
But I gotta get on that. I've been looking, but not yet.
Yo, telling.
I have to keep y'all up on that.
Yeah, actually, I think it's this dating app or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let me dig into my files because you know I communicate and do a lot of. Research, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and all this other kind of stuff. It's an app, and once I figure it out, I can give it to you. But it's for that. It's for couples. It's for the unicorns. It's for everybody to find each other.
Okay.
It's apparently legit. Like some people have actually like gotten married. It's like a eHarmony for that kind of shit.
Oh yeah, like, I need to do some because I got one and I'm looking through that one and it's slow. But like I said, because I'm a picky person. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm all for the sexual, you know, openness, fluidity. Like, you know, go for what you know. However, I'm very picky and choosy, so I have a preference. You know, we just don't let anybody hit it and quit it. Everybody does.
I wonder why people get upset when someone says they have a preference for something. Like, my nigga, if you go to the fish market, you're not going to get the little scrangly looking fish. You're like, oh, nah, fam, I want that one right there.
Okay,
like,
you're not going to say, like, just give me anything.
Exactly. So I don't understand why people get so up in arms when it says, hey, I prefer this. This is my preference. Oh, you shaming the bitch. No.
Because sexuality is not talked about enough. Like, you're going to have preferences. You have to communicate. You're going to have boundaries. You're going to be willing to explore things. It's just like any other aspect of your life.
Mm.
It's just all comprised into one.
It is. It's all good, though. You're going to learn.
What is it?
And we got hella shit coming your way. So ride with us. I'm glad that y'all here.
Sure, yeah, we done combined the topic of the day and relations and situations all into one this time.
Hey,
I mean, it kind of went together though. Like, I mean, it was us today giving y'all stories, you know, giving you whole stories, and we might as well had a, you know, walked on into the whole topic. So,
oh my God! First of all, my puppy is so cute.
And oh Lord, you done got that puppy syndrome.
No, but he's so cute though. Because he's like sleeping on his back and then he sticks his little tongue out.
You gotta send me a picture. Oh, yeah, send me a picture. I'm gonna post it.
Okay. And then, oh my God. And he's getting bigger. Like, I think every time he falls asleep, he grows.
Well, you never told us what type of puppy it was.
I did. Oh, shit. My bad. It's a boxer pit mix. His mom was a full-blooded pit. She was a blue pit. She was gorgeous. And his dad was a full boxer, a brindle. He's a brindle. And he's super cute, but he got his mom's eyes. And it is so freaking cool to see that on a puppy. So cute.
Aww.
Yeah, he's adorable. And I love him. Oh, my God. He's a little scamp. He has some bite stuff, but you know, she's a puppy. So you can't get too mad. He's only like 9 weeks. Like, he's still a baby.
Yeah, he's very much still a baby.
Yeah, that's why. That's why you hear me still excited and happy about, oh, he's still biting things. Now, once he get a couple of months, I'm like, all right, now, shit.
Look, we're going to revisit this three episodes in and see if you still feel the same way.
Yeah, I'm like, who want a puppy? Come get him. Let me not even put that on the airwaves. My baby's fine. I love him. And it is a boy. And yeah, I am definitely that puppy parent. I'm new with it. He has everything under the sun. He has toys that dispense doggy treats. Like, he has harnesses. He has like different ones for different days, different colors. Like,
she's super spoiled. Super spoiled.
Yes, Lord. So, so it's cute. It's cute sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, I ain't that shit. But all right, y'all. We'll see y'all next time.
The episode. Stick around for much more for season 2. We bringing the heat. As always, and we out.